Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon with Penn State getting ready to take on Michigan tonight in basketball. Larry Johnson headed to Ohio State. And getting players have a chance to talk about the new head coach tomorrow, including Christian Hackenberg. Recruiting continues on. A-Rod gets banned for 162 games. Maryland files a countersuit. They're just trying to lower their buyout from the ACC before they go to the Big Ten in 5.5 months. And away we go. Nothing dull around here anymore, is there? Nothing dull at all. But I'm not surprised by that.
Steve, we're going to open up the hour. I was going to say, I'm going to open up the hour on the phone lines. John from Shamokin wants to check in.
Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
How are you today? Welcome to beautiful Ypsilanti.
How you doing? Just a question. Well. I'm just tuning in now, but I did read about Larry Johnson possibly going to Ohio State. I just wanted to kind of get your feelings on that. If you didn't already touch on them, I'm sorry for having you repeat yourself.
Well, never apologize for that. Always call whenever you have a question, John, okay? If it's something we talked about before, doesn't matter. It's news to you. Let's get to it. Larry Johnson is definitely at Ohio State. He's already accepted the job and the position there. Chris Ash is going to be leaving Arkansas to become the co-defensive coordinator with Luke Fickell, and Larry Johnson is going to be the defensive line coach. Larry Johnson served State well for 18 years.
Did things
very well, developed players, recruited hard, and the whole thing. But he was also offered a chance to stay here, John.
Yeah.
And it was his decision to leave. And
yeah.
I have respect for him and the whole deal, but I do get to a point in my career, to be honest with you, John, where I start looking around and I just start saying to myself, I really start worrying about the people who want to be here and not those who don't.
Yep, you're right about that. Yeah, sorry to see him go, but it just I just felt maybe he felt a little bit slighted, and maybe that's why he went to Ohio State. I don't know.
He could have, John. He could have, but you know what? It's very difficult. John Harbaugh aside, the vast majority of hires are either people who have been head coaches or have been coordinators. Larry has always been a position coach and has done a great job as a position coach, but there's a big difference between being in middle management, jumping all the vice presidents to the CEO job. That's very difficult to do. Because you've always been in charge of a unit and not an entire side of the ball at minimum. And I think that does come into play. When someone asked me 2 years ago about the Penn State job, I said there were a couple things that I thought they were important. And this was me just speaking at that time. I said, number one, I said it has to be somebody who looks at Penn State as the job, because you're going to get great candidates. And number two, I said it would not hurt having somebody who has head coaching experience already, because they've already been the CEO of something. I said, that way they bring that experience to the table. Now, Bill didn't have that coming in, and turned out he did a great job with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that was my feelings 2 years ago, and I think Franklin fills all those bills.
Yep, I'm glad with the hiring of Franklin. He's a guy I really wanted to see him get. So let's go. Fight on State.
Thanks, John.
All right, thank you.
800-795-9565 on the Kevin Herr hotline.
You know, we're talking about Larry Johnson making the switch to Ohio State. Is it unusual that a coach hires another coach from somewhere in the league, this case the Big Ten, not to mention the fact that it's two in this particular case with Ohio State?
Well, no, Arkansas is not in the SEC.
No, I'm talking about the Ohio State situation, though.
Yeah, well, who's the other one being hired?
Well, Ash was a longtime assistant. He's not really in the Big Ten right now, so.
Yeah, he's at Arkansas, yeah. So, first of all, in the Big Ten, it is unusual. In the SEC, it's standard practice. Okay, it happens all the time. All right? It happens all the time. It's interesting because I can remember the number of bowl games that I've done where a guy was at Tennessee and all of a sudden he was at LSU. And I'm like, going, I swear he was on my Tennessee chart. And then I go to my Tennessee chart and there he is. It happens all the time down there. I mean, that is standard practice. They hire assistants away from each other all the time. Larry, you know, but here it is. It's a coaching change. Larry decided, you know, he had the opportunity to stay. He decided, no, that he wanted a fresh start. So he's got a fresh start. You know, I mean, I am not going to sit there for, I'm not going to sit there for 60 seconds and waste time worrying that he took the Ohio State job. I, you know, got along fine with him, worked well with him, like him very much. I wish him nothing but the best. But at the same time, you with people, your guys.
Well, he felt that was the best move for him right now. So, and he's the one that has to.
Sure.
You know, he's the one that has to deal with everything. So, sure.
Absolutely. And I'm sure he had a couple of options, and he picked that option. Well, that's fine. Now, he's going to do very well there, and the defensive linemen at Ohio State are very, very lucky to have him. I'm also going to tell you that the defensive linemen at Penn State are very, very lucky to have Sean Spencer. You know, Sean Spencer is somebody that is an excellent defensive line coach. Young, energetic, and has already built a great reputation as a defensive line coach and as a recruiter. So Penn State's lucky to have that guy on staff that he's going to be coming in with James Franklin to fill that bill. So, yes, Larry Johnson did an excellent job, loyal employee, developed NFL-caliber defensive lineman, did a great job recruiting. He's got all these pluses, okay? Now, after all this time, he's entitled to make his own choice, and he decided he wanted to go to Ohio State. Okay, now James Franklin's made his choice, and Sean Spencer's coming in to take Larry's spot in there, and I think Ohio State ended up with an excellent defensive line coach. Penn State ended up with an excellent defensive line coach, and now you go with these people moving forward. It's people are going to disagree with me on that, I know. Because I've already had calls today when I did another show talking about this. And they said, no, he's disloyal. So, yeah, I understand that. I understand how you feel about that. But at some point, I do get to the point like, hey, he made his choice. That's fine. Right? He made his choice. I made my choice. I'm saying he left. You're wishing Larry stayed and I left.
No comment.
No, I can comment for everybody on that.
No
one,
comment.
I think it's like that. Steve's got it right. It's, you know, and I knew this would be a topic that would come up, and it's just interesting about the intertwining, because the reason there's an opening there is that Bill hired Mike Vrabel away from Ohio State to join him in Houston. Interesting how those things happen.
Well, you had said last half hour that if you want, you know, about coaches and the new coaching staff, which will be announced all at once, according to Coach right. Franklin. But how many times and how regular is it that you see the majority of the coaching staff move with their head coach, or at least the key players in that? We'll put it that way. And with key players, I mean offensive, defensive coordinators, that sort of thing. How often does that happen?
A lot. A lot. You get used to working with certain guys, and you get to know them, understand them, and so forth, and they get to know you and understand you and your style of work and so forth. Loyalty in this profession is important in terms of who you work with. And, of course, it was a staple at Penn State forever with what Joe did. I mean, there's very, very little movement on that staff for decades. So, you know, he developed it. Let's go back to the search. How often did I talk about becoming your own man?
I think about every day for the last 8 days of the search.
Right, where you pay, you take a little here, take a little there, take a little here, take a little there. Then you become your own man. And as your own man, then you develop your own loyalties with certain individuals. You lean on, fight, love, whatever. And everybody knows how it works. Well, you take another job. I mean, Brett Bielema took most of that Wisconsin staff down to Arkansas with him. And then after 1 year, Chris Ash went, I'm getting out. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going back to the 10. Not unusual. Now, what Bill do is, you know, staff that he instructed all guys he hit.
And Steve, I'm going to have to stop you there. We're having a little trouble with our connection there to Michigan. So we'll give it a couple of seconds here, and I think we might have been able to reestablish here, Steve. Sorry about that. I'll let you finish that thought here.
And I was just saying, Bill had to do as usual because he cobbled together his staff, but it was done on past relationships and loyalties and so forth, and he brought them all together onto one staff. This is a head coach now moving from one BCS university to another BCS university, and it is not unusual to have the vast majority of the staff follow him. It's just, I expected that because I thought it would make, I personally felt it would make the transition exponentially easier by having the vast majority of them move over. And you're not talking about a group that has not had success. That coaching staff that's moving over with him is 16-4 in its last 20 games. All right, our number 800-795-9565. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Don't forget that auto, home, business, life, insurance, car insurance, service and price mean everything to them. They know it means everything to you. They've served the Valley for more than 50 years. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Sunbury Motor Studio is mobile today in Ypsilanti, not Ann Arbor. I'm not in Ann Arbor right now, Kevin. I'm in Ypsilanti.
Did I say Ann Arbor? I think I said that we lost your connection to Michigan because I don't know if I could pronounce Ypsilanti right.
Oh, come on, man. That's where Eastern Michigan is. Come on, Eastern, man. We're like 3 miles from Eastern Michigan. We're actually closer to Eastern Michigan University than we are to U of Michigan.
Let's see. There's Eastern Michigan, Central here. Michigan. Is there a Western Michigan?
Yeah, because they're staying in the hotel with us right now. They're playing Eastern Michigan tonight.
And a Southern Michigan. Is there a Southern Michigan?
No, there's not a Southern Michigan, but there's a Northern Michigan because that is where Tom Izzo and Steve Mariucci went to school together.
I'd forgotten about Northern Michigan, but there's no Southern Michigan. That seems strange. They have spot covered.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a Southern Michigan. It's called Ohio. We'll come back with more here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. Sunbury Motor Company has over 300 new Fords and over 100 new Hyundais that must be sold now. Get savings up to $11,000 during the January inventory liquidation event at Sunbury Motor Company. Liquidation means vehicles need to fly off the lot as quickly as possible, and Sunbury Motors will do what it takes to earn your business now. See all of the great deals on new Fords and Hyundais now, because time is of the essence, and if you wait too long, the new Ford or Hyundai you've had your eyes on will be in someone else's driveway. At Sunbury Motor Company, they never pressure you into buying a vehicle you don't want or that's out of your price range. They want to make sure you're getting the best possible deal with the best possible service before, during, and after the sale. This is the time to buy that new Ford or Hyundai, and this is the place. Stop at Sunbury Motor Company now while the selection's at its best. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at SunburyMotors.com.
Who has all the time for shopping around company to company for insurance? And do you really understand what you're getting? Price is nice, but peace of mind is best protection for your dollar, and that's priceless. For 50 years, people of the Susquehanna Valley have trusted the Kratzer Insurance Agency to do all the work when it comes to insurance. As an independent insurance agent with resources of many companies, they can find the policy that is right for you without giving up local, reassuring service that is lost by online or long-distance companies. Whether it's auto, homeowners, life, or business, think Kratzer Insurance in Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Right now, Allied Insurance is lowering rates for preferred auto classes. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KrautzerInsurance.com. You may qualify.
Standing together, against whatever. Family, friendship, security, the Prosser Insurance Agency.
Welcome back. Headed toward the bottom of the hour, news with Cody Jade here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I'm in Ypsilanti, Michigan, which is a burb of Ann Arbor. Tonight, Penn State plays Michigan in basketball. Shikellamy wrestling tonight, Towanda. Bob Steve Williams going up there.
That's on WKOK.com.
Yes.
And Shikellamy Danville what? Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK this evening.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. So, obviously a lot of talk about Larry Johnson leaving. Hey, look, he did what he worked as hard as he could for Penn State. He did a great job. You know, he's moving on. Let him move on. He had it. You know, he was given. You know, and it wasn't like he was removed. It's his own. That's his own decision. Then so be it. All right. And I think that he'll be fine there. And I also think Sean Spencer is going to be terrific here. So I think that it's going to work out for all parties in the end. And it also allows James Franklin to really craft the staff exactly the way he wants it. So, and that's how that I think that's in the end that's fine. I don't really worry too much about people no longer here that elected not to be here. Now I worry about people who want to be here that, you know, are no longer allowed to be a part of it. Okay, that always is a concern, because I think we've all been in that position before, and that's not an easy position to be in. But people who elect to leave, I wish them the best, and then I really don't worry too much after that about situation like that. Now, a guy like Bill O'Brien, he went to the NFL. That's a little bit different than a lateral move. And what Larry did is Larry's making a lateral move. I mean, he's doing it for himself, and he's doing it because he feels the best move to make at this stage in his career, and so be it. Now, Bill didn't make a lateral move. Bill went to the National Football League. I mean, like the big boy, like the Prince League. I wish him nothing but the best, and I'm going to be following everything he does along the way. Larry, you know, elected to make a lateral move, and that's fine. I wish him nothing but the best. At the same time, I think Penn State ends up with an outstanding defensive line coach with a great reputation in Sean Spencer. So, that may be different than some of the other attitudes out there, but that's mine moving forward. You okay there, Kev?
Yeah, I'm great. This is a calming. What did you call it? What did you say after a coach got hired? After Penn State hired a coach, there would be what was the period you called it?
It'll just settle down.
I thought you had a term for it though.
I don't know. I might have. I'm sure it was brilliant. So
it wasn't bad. I don't know. Brilliant's a strong word. I mean,
but I just said that all of a sudden you just have that sense of calm. Everything would settle down.
That's it, sense of calm.
I mean, once you know, okay, that the decision's been made and that's where they're going, everything does settle and calm down. I think now the Larry Johnson thing has happened. I think that's going to, it really settles something else that's been a question mark. Okay? And Larry will do a great job at Ohio State. He'll do a great job. It's a good hire by Urban Meyer, just like Sean Spencer's a good hire for James Franklin. So,
by the way, if you missed James Franklin on the Dan Patrick Show earlier today on WKOK, we have an archive available for it. Just visit WKOK.com or SteveJonesShow.com, and you can link up to the audio archive from the Dan Patrick Show earlier this morning.
Right. Yeah, and yeah, we'll check that out as well.
He answers questions very, very well. And I think this shows
well, a highly intelligent guy.
Yeah, well, and you had alluded to that as well, but I think this shows the kind of recruiter he is, because he keeps saying about how it's all about, you know, making connections and personality and that sort of thing, and you could really see that when he, you know, in the interview with Dan Patrick and in the news conference on Saturday as well. He was trying to make a connection not to the reporters in the room, or not to Dan Patrick alone, but the fan base as well. That's what I was impressed with.
Look, he touched all the bases. The birthday party thing still bugs me a bit, but that's it. That was the only part that really bothered me, because I know I'm going to be the one going. And
fine by me.
I can't. Yeah, that's what I thought. And I think that what impressed me, though, is that when I had an opportunity to talk with him in the locker room one-on-one, albeit for just a few minutes, he's the same guy there as he is out there. The same guy. That's not an act that you saw. What you saw is pure James Franklin. That's who he is. And that, in the end, that's what you want. You want somebody that is articulate, thinks so well on his feet, but that is who he is. That's his personality. That's what he believes. And I think in the end, that's the part Penn State fans will appreciate most about him. He's smooth, but honest and direct. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. If service or price means something to you, it's going to be Kratzer Insurance. Auto, home, life, business insurance. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Sunbury Motors Studios mobile today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Final half hour coming up. Shikellamy-Danville basketball tonight.
Phone number 800-795-9565. We'll take your questions coming up in the next half hour. Email stevejones@wkok.com as well.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday here in Ypsilanti, Michigan, as Penn State gets ready for its basketball game tonight with the Wolverines at Chrysler Arena. Poured about $90 million into the place. Turned it into one of the worst places in the Big Ten to one of the best. Probably the best renovation I've seen of a basketball arena. Really remarkable what they've done. Michigan 4-2 in games decided by 3 points or less. Penn State 0-4 in games decided by 5 points or less. That's how thin the margin of error is in college basketball these days. And so we'll see. How it plays out tonight. Today's show being brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. If service and price means something to you, well, it's Kratzer Insurance. Auto, home, life, business insurance, Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, albeit the mobile one. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 to 15. In Hummel's Wharf. The phone lines are open at 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. And yes, we will get James Franklin on the show here in short order. Okay?
You know what?
Difficult to do when I'm traveling.
and he's like all over the place right now as well. But you know,
he's doing all phone interviews. I mean, he's doing phoners.
I find it a really good sign, or a really good a sign of what James Franklin is like when it comes to recruiting, when you find three players that were committed to go to Vanderbilt now want to follow him to Penn State, and not necessarily Pennsylvania guys either. That tells you that there's a connection there that he makes with his players, and that's a good thing for Penn State football.
Yeah, and you know, there are going to be a lot of people that that will question, for example, well, gee, you know, going after somebody else's recruits. I have a different way of looking at it. Those recruits right now that verbal to Vanderbilt don't know what their fate is. They don't have a coach. I mean, and they're wondering, you know, what to do. Well, if they found a safe landing spot, can you blame them? I mean, that, you know, you're an 18-year-old kid. You think you're pretty well set on your path. Now the head coach that you verbaled with, along with the position coach, have gone someplace else. You're standing there saying, okay, what do I do here? Now, we talked about the process of when, you know, Bill O'Brien was hired, and that they started really working on that the second week of December and so forth, and finally had it done by the first week of January. They took their time. There was a lot of vetting and so forth. The time frame this time was different for Penn State. Had to get it done really before that weekend so they could meet the players, get a staff in place, start working on the recruiting and so forth, which Penn State did. But Vanderbilt, they're in an even tougher spot because here they are having to hire a head coach, get a staff together, and tomorrow the dead period ends on recruiting. And national letter of intent day is on the horizon. Now you have all these Vanderbilt recruits who are wondering. They have no idea who their head coach is, who the position coach is going to be. And people that they know and trust have talked to them, and they decide to go that route. So this is a little different situation. And I know people have said, well, we don't, you know, it's not right poaching other teams' recruits. Yet it's the same fan base that was jumping up and down when Ben Klein said, nah, I don't think I'm going to go to Pitt. I'll go to Penn State instead. They thought that was great. And Ben Klein's a fine player and has done well for Penn State. So, you know, when it comes to that, I don't think you can have it both ways.
And the way it sounds, a lot of the players that were set to enroll early are still going to do that. Nothing changed there.
All five did. They're already in. All five did. So all five early entries are on campus and taking classes right now. They are in, all five of them. Okay? So that's another one that you can at least put to the side. And so you can just take that and file that one away. So tell us a little bit tonight about Danville and Schick.
Well, Danville is a team that doesn't have a ton of experience, but they do have some seniors with varsity playing time. They have played fairly well, but inconsistent as far as the dates. I mean, that's been the biggest problem for Danville this year, has been the fact that, you know, they have not played consistent schedule, which makes it really tough to get in any kind of rhythm. Shikalimi has been shooting the ball really well from the three-point line, and if Austin Mallory gets hot again like he did the other night where he had 7 three-pointers in the first half en route to a career-high 21, it could be a very long night for the Ironmen. Ironmen really have to pick it up, though, from the foul line. That's where they've been struggling the most. And as you know, Steve, that's where a lot of your points come during a game, is the foul line.
Yeah. Foul line, three-point line. And we talk about that all the time. Although, I have to admit, Ron Vanderlyn, his wife, came up to me, that was 2 years ago, and I had talked about, look, if you look at most games, and if you combine the foul line and you combine the three-point line, usually that's the team that wins the game. And she had entered in this tournament forever about trying to win the pool. So she said, I listened to your show, I wrote down everything you said, and I entered the pool. And I said, and she says, I got killed. Like, okay, great.
All right, so much for that theory.
That theory, I said, what does that teach you? And she says, I don't know what should it teach me. I said, don't listen to talk shows.
You know, one of Shikalimi's big, big pluses this year is when they are at the line, they're 73%. As a team from the foul line, including two players that are in the mid-80s in shooting percentage from the free throw line. From outside the arc, they're hitting about 35%, which is not bad at all. But the problem is they're just not getting to the line in some games enough.
Right. Well, and for Penn State, what they need to do tonight is that, look, you need to have your stars be your stars. There's a reason why they're your stars. And we expect them to step up. Penn State's problem with DJ Newbill and Tim Frazier is they both haven't played well on the same night. I mean, every time you turn around, it's like, okay, Frazier played really well, Newbill had zero. Frazier had 20 against Minnesota, Newbill had zero. Newbill stepped up with 24 against Indiana, Frazier played a mediocre game. They need to have both of these guys on the same page and playing well, and Tim Frazier needs to have the game come to him a bit. When the game has been on the line, Tim has had a tendency to force the action. He's quick, but at the same time, he gets himself into a spot, usually about 8-9 feet from the basket, and then he gets trapped, and he has nowhere to go with it. Instead of letting the game come to him, pick a nice, comfortable spot. Even last night, they were in practice last night running the fast break, and Tim needed to get rid of the ball, as Patrick Chambers told him, one step before he did. Again, taking it too deep, trying to make something happen. And that's, you know, they'll need that tonight. When you look at the backcourt for Michigan, it's not Hardaway and Burke any longer. It's Caris LeVert, who's really upped his offensive game, and the freshman Derek Walton. That's talent. But Penn State has more experience and should be better in the backcourt and should win that matchup. Now, again, the big word there is should. Because as of right now, Penn State has not had both of them playing well on the same day. And after that, you then need a third person to step up for you. Penn State also has to do a much better job of getting key stops at key moments down the stretch. They had a couple of nice stops against Indiana Saturday. The problem is that they were then followed up by offensive rebounds. You just can't get them to, you know, you've got to be able to get stops at those key moments. And again, there's a fine line in this game of basketball. It's a fine line in football, too, between winning and losing. How fine a line is it? Michigan comes in with an 11-4 record. They're 3-0 in the Big Ten. Penn State is 9-8, 0-4 in the Big Ten. Now let's go inside the numbers a bit. In games decided by 3 points or less, or 4 points or less, games decided by 4 points or less, Penn State is 0-4. If they split those games, now you're looking at an 11-6 team. You're like, okay, all right, 11-6, not bad, and you probably would have at least one, maybe two Big Ten wins. But instead, they're 0-4, and the reality is they're 9-8. Michigan, 11-4. They're 4-2 in games decided by 3 points or less. What if they're 2-4? Now they're 9-8. Amazing, isn't it? That's how fine a line it is. And Penn State, Michigan's been able to flirt with that fine line and come out on the plus end because they've made plays when they need it. And one of those, by the way, one of those 3-point losses was a 2-point loss to number one Arizona here. Arizona's a pretty good basketball team. I mean, not just because they're number one, but they're a well-rounded team that has all the tools to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. And T.J. McConnell's been a big reason why. The transfer from Duquesne has really steadied that Arizona ship offensively. Yes, they certainly have great talent, including one of the top freshmen in the country, but McConnell's the rudder to what they do. And that's one of the losses that they had. But Michigan's able to flirt with that line, and Penn State, and they've been able to go 4-2 on that line that they flirt between winning and losing. Penn State's been at that line flirting with it, and they've come out with 4 losses. It's not a question of coaching. It's not a question of talent. It's a question of confidence. Confidence means something. I think Michigan's far more confident in those situations than it shows. Woo-hoo! Is that off your iPad?
That's my celebration.
Your celebration?
That's my celebration that now we can start looking at football again.
Well, we can, and at some point, yes, and I would say sooner rather than later, we'll get James Franklin on the show and talk about all this. Look, he's doing everybody else's show, so
why not?
Hey. I think no offense, I think we have a shot.
Steve, Jason Johnson, who by the way celebrated a birthday just recently. Happy birthday, Jason. Wanted to get your thoughts on the new variable ticket prices for Penn State football. Cheapest UMass tickets $40 to Ohio State's $100.
UMass is $40. Ohio State's $100, right?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not in charge of this part, okay? So this is always one of the parts I'm more uncomfortable talking about because I'm not in charge of it. I know the goal is to obviously get as many people into the stadium as possible. You know, based on demand, logically, that people want to be at that Ohio State game. Logically, if you tell fans, and I put 100 fans in a room at the Edison Hotel, and I say to them, how many of you want to go to the Ohio State game? Okay, how many want to go to the UMass game? How do you think the vote turns out?
Well, if it's me, I raise my hand for both of them, but I know I'm in the minority.
Right, but there'll be a lot of people that raise their hands for both. If I gave you a choice between going to Ohio State or UMass,
I'd want to go to
Ohio
OSU.
State. I'm going to go to UMass. Yeah, of course they would, and that's why they priced it that way. So the story there is not that it's $100 for Ohio State. The story there to me is that it's $40 to go see UMass, because Ohio State's going to be a game in demand anyway. It's not my area of expertise. I'm not in any of the meetings, so I don't sit there and go, hey, guys, oh, hold on a second here. Years ago when they went to the STEP program, I was told, you know, we'll have a meeting with you, and we'll talk, you know, that way you know exactly what we're doing. We're still waiting. That guy left. He took a job at IMG, whom I like very much, by the way, Greg Myford. But we never did have that meeting. Jason, I understand where you're coming from. You would just like to have season tickets be season tickets, where you go in, you buy your season tickets, and there's your number, and you're done. And now I'm going to take care of my parking, and you're done. And now you feel like you're all comfortable and set for the season. So, not my area of expertise. I'm not in any of the meetings. Right now, I'm in a fetal position. You can kick me all you want. So, okay. 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565 if you would like to jump in.
It's all about honesty here on the Steve Jones Show.
Well, I mean, but that is an honest answer.
I know.
I'm not going to sit there. It's not fair to him if I sit there and go, I'm sorry, Jason, but this is really, really, I don't know. I mean, the logical thought process is just taking that and seeing the numbers. Because I didn't even read the press release, seeing the numbers and saying, okay, well, based on demand, I can see why they did that. All right.
It does sound like a supply and demand thing, though. It does. That does make sense, what you're saying.
Sure. Sure it does. The most important thing is to get people into the stadium. And I'm telling you right now, I cannot say enough about the Penn State fans and how they've been buying tickets. They bought tickets to the average of 96,000 per game the last 2 years. When everything happened about 18 months ago, people thought, you know, yeah, they'll go the first season because they already have their tickets, but boy, by the second season of this whole thing, there'll be 50,000 people in the stadium. It'll look like a barren wasteland. And it hasn't been that way. It's been the opposite, and the fans have been more passionate than ever. And look at the passion with which the fans talked about the Bill O'Brien situation, the passion with which the fans talked about the Ron Vanderlinden situation, the passion with which the fans have talked about the Larry Johnson situation, and then in the end, the passion with which the fans have talked in the last 48 hours about James Franklin. One of the reasons James Franklin took this job is how passionate the fan base is. That's going to be a big influence to any coach taking the job. You can bring them into a stadium that's filled and whiteouts and things like that, and you can just impress the living daylights out of recruits. That whiteout with 107,000 fans in Beaver Stadium for the Michigan game impressed the daylights out of those recruits. Why do you think Penn State was able to recruit so many and get their card filled up, especially when the door was open to getting more recruits here? Now you have five early entries. I think in the end, Penn State's going to be able to get, what, 24 recruits out of this class. They're able to get to 75 next year. And part of Penn State being able to stay the course the last couple of years in the face of all this, and now being able to turn the corner in the face of all this, is the fan base. The coaches certainly did their part. The players did their part. The recruits did their part. The marketing people did their part. But in the end, it's the fan base that responded, and they're the ones above all that did their part.
Steve, one quick call to sneak in here. Ken from Milton before we wrap things up.
Hey,
Ken, how are you? Great to hear from you.
Great to hear from you folks. I know you're low on time, which is great, because if you don't agree with what I say, you don't have a whole lot of time to rebut me. So, first of all, I didn't like the hire.
Okay.
Not at all. No, I wanted Kale Sanderson.
He's a little busy right now, though.
Double his pay, give him what he wants. No, I real quick, and I know we're short on time, I want to play devil's advocate. I'm not saying I proposed one way or the other. I'm simply putting this out, or I feel one way or the other. Franklin's a good hire. I like it. It's a good thing. I want the Penn State fans, and I'm going to put this out, to get off of Larry Johnson's back and to get off of Bill O'Brien's back. This whole battle cry of loyalty, and I'm playing devil's advocate when I say this. Maybe Larry Johnson didn't feel like they were so loyal to him after 18 years. I'm not saying it's good or bad or indifferent. I'm just saying. Maybe that's some of it. Maybe he didn't feel that loyalty. Maybe he needed to move and be a part of a different situation. That, just like you said, that's his choice. Don't throw him under the bus for it. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the fan base that I've heard as well. Same thing with Bill O'Brien. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I didn't want to see him go. He made his move to the NFL. I thought it was going to come sooner than later. But it was his choice. He was good for the school while he was here. And, let's get past trying to be angry at people that maybe didn't work out in our favor, and let's embrace the future and move forward. And 5 o'clock's going up. I'll let you guys go. Thank you.
Ken, thanks so much. Well, how can you possibly rebut a disgusting call like that? No,
I do like
all
the idea.
Was agree with everything we said.
Yeah, I do like the idea of hiring Kale Sanderson, though. I think that's interesting. Recruiting season's going to be a challenge for him, though, because of the wrestling thing that goes on.
Kale's a wrestling guy. I think I'd rather have a football guy do football. Now I'm starting to sound like Bo Schembechler. I'm so close to where Bo's buried, I'm sounding like him. I want a Michigan man coaching Michigan. I want a football guy coaching football.
Wow.
Today's show brought to you by Crossroads Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Homeowners, life, auto, business insurance. Service and price meet everything to them. Crossroads Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Sunbury Motors Studio back in house tomorrow.
We'll see you there, Bo.